the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a speech therapist, a school teacher speech therapist, whose compassion for deaf children was so great that he drew up plans for an invention. Now, this invention said the therapist would hear for the deaf. It would render sound waves visible, identifiable, to those who could not perceive them otherwise. In other words, if the therapist's machine was a success, his little deaf students would be able to see speech as others hear it. The machine was a failure. Well, now, almost a failure, because you see, in the process of time, that unsuccessful apparatus became the telephone of today, and the speech therapist, the school teacher who started out working with deaf children, was Alexander Graham Bell. But this is the rest of the story. Now, if it's true that behind every great man is a woman, that was doubly true for Alexander Bell. There were two women in Alex's life, two ladies who greatly inspired him, his mother and his wife. Bell's mother, Eliza, was a teacher. She directed his childhood attention to acoustics and particularly to the study of speech. Whenever Alex set about on his various youthful enterprises and hobbies, Eliza was always there to encourage him. But she never interfered. She never got in the way. She knew that Alex would have to find out certain things for himself. And he did. It wasn't long before Alec and his brother had invented a machine that could talk. It had lungs and vocal cords and a mouth and a tongue. And what were its first words? Mama. Mama, of course. Yes, there can be no doubt that the original Ma Bell was a marvelous inspiration to young Alec. In fact, so concerned were Bell's parents that Alec spoke pure English. English without an accent. When the young man finally came to teach school in Boston, nobody could even tell that he was born in Scotland. Now, enter Mabel Hubbard, the second woman in Bell's life, his future wife. Mabel's daddy was one of Alec's earliest contacts in Boston. She, the beautiful young daughter, had recently returned from school in Germany. From there on, the story of Alexander Graham Bell and Mabel Hubbard weaves the romantic tapestry of a 19th century novel. She was youthful and lovely and rich. He was brilliant and ardent and poor. Together, they would encounter the traditionally romantic obstacles of parental objection, despair, ridicule of his genius, and yes, they eventually succeeded, and fame and fortune became theirs, and yes, they lived happily ever after. Mabel's daddy even became the first director of the Bell Telephone Company in 1877. Of Bell and his wife, it was once said that their story is as thoroughly unspoiled and charming as any story can be. And it was true. Mabel, like Alec's mother Eliza, inspired Bell through love, through devotion to him, perhaps in many ways through something else, because you see, Alexander Bell's primary interest was speech and speech therapy. His occupation, first and foremost, was his work with those who could not hear. Now, isn't it ironic that his beloved students could never benefit from his most celebrated invention, the telephone? And yes, isn't it even more ironic when you consider that Bell's Bells, his mother and his wife, the two women who inspired him the most, could never fully appreciate it either. For they also, his mother and his wife, they also were deaf. Now you know the rest of the story.